Appreciate the Lord again. I just can't do without Him.
Amen.
Seems like some folk can get along with it. I can't. Got to have my Jesus. Amen. You appreciate all the hospitality and the kindness. Appreciate it very much. And I hate many times when we get there, maybe we have to go, but I want you to understand that there is a space that we have to talk to the Lord. We like to, since we've been working together and the Lord's been working with us, we kind of, it's been hard, but it's kind of like to get to a place before service and talk to the Lord a little bit. And here of late, we found ourselves more or less praying along as we're riding because time runs out, almost time for meeting. But when we come your way, and if we can't stay too long, you hope you'll understand that it's not that we don't want to stay long, it's that we're on business.
Amen.
And when I'm on business, I like to take care of business. I'm on business for the Lord. And we appreciate your prayers tonight. Brother Carl didn't know what I had on my heart, but I want to write it on the back of the board here. Ready.
Amen.
I'm kind of scared when you start talking about it. The Lord does that, don't He?
Yes, amen.
But tonight, I know when you think about ready, you think about the Lord soon to come. And He is. And sometimes folks seem like to get scared, you know. Well, we do. But I want to deal with ready in a sense tonight to challenge your heart. I want to deal with it as the Lord gave it to me, and I desire your prayers.
Amen.
And I don't know, it seemed like it's a twofold side of it. But I desire your prayers tonight as we look to the Lord. And if you would turn with me to 2 Samuel 15:15. Someone can read that verse of scripture for us, please.
And the king's servant.
And the king's servant.
Said unto the king.
Notice now, he didn't say servant, but he said servants.
Yes.
And the king's servants. Seemed like it was all of one accord. But he said, and the king's servants. Read. Said unto the king. What did he say?
Behold.
Now, when I look at the word behold, I'm expecting to see something.
That's right.
I'm expecting and seeing here as I look at the scripture that maybe here is one individual is talking to the king here, but he's representing everybody that's there. Alright? If you please now. He said, behold. I can see in my mind's eye that here maybe one spokesman get up and begin to talk to the king, and he says, behold, the king's servants. Read.
Are ready
to do
whatsoever
my Lord
the king shall appoint. Praise the Lord.
The Lord help us here.
Amen.
I want to deal with ready tonight on a different sense, but I want to, maybe, you know, I've heard messages preached on the Lord soon to come, and He is. I believe it with all my heart. But I want to think in terms of tonight and challenge your heart, young and old, that you and I, before the Lord come, that He'll have a people that is ready to be able to do whatsoever the King appoints them to do. Ready. Oh, we want to look at it on this sense tonight. By the help of the Lord, I want to challenge your heart. And I want to say this to the young that say you've gotten saved in this meeting, and you that have been saved maybe gotten courage. I want to say to you tonight, the front row lots of times be empty. Listen, I'm going to encourage you to move up on the front line. Get your Bibles ready to read for the preachers. Be ready to find scriptures. Be ready to help out in every sense of the word. You want to be encouraged? Hit the front seat where the fire is. Get right on the front. Now, don't let the devil come along and tell you that, well, the old ones sit up there. Well, they ain't sitting all the way up on it. They leaving some of the front seat open, look like to me. So I tell you what, let's stir the old folks up tonight. Let's get them stirred up. I challenge you, when you come in the meeting now, come right up on the front seat. Have your Bibles in your hand. Be ready to find the scripture. Be ready to help out the preacher when he's looking for something. Oh, I tell you, now we're talking about ready on a different sense.
Yeah.
We're talking about ready now. May the Lord help us. The word ready means prepare.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Yes, that's another side of it. Jesus is still coming. He haven't delayed that yet, but he's still coming. He's on the way. But I'm thinking tonight that every one of us that nameth the name of Christ ought to be a prepared people, ready to do whatsoever the King appoints us to do. Ready for any calling. Ready to go out and pray with the sick. Ready to get under the burden. Ready to fast and pray. Ready to do whatsoever the King appoints us to do.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, help you and I. I don't know if you've ever looked at it this way. But I'm thinking, ready. In the scripture it says here, the definition says, in order. Praise God, in order. It goes on to say, prompt. Mm-hmm. And I looked up the word prompt. It goes on to say, wait, ready. It said, prompt, willing, at hand, opportune. And then prompt means unhesitating. You know, a lot of folks, they just can't seem to get do something for God. God began to point on them and said, I want you to help out with the Bible study, baby, tonight. Unhesitating. They hesitant about it. Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten up from the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. God wants us to be a prepared people. I spoke to brother one time. I said, I want you and I to get so close together and working with the Lord that if you are preaching and you have a heart attack and leave out of here, I can pick up your Bible and keep the message going.
Amen.
All right now.
Amen.
What happens? Walk right up and pick up his Bible where he stopped reading and keep preaching. That's close, isn't it? It's going to take the Lord to do that, isn't it? But being ready, folks, I'm thinking and challenging your heart. I look and when I go to a meeting, everywhere you go, the front seat's just about as empty as they could be. I'm challenging now. I'm challenging you young folks. I'm challenging you middle-aged folks. Fill up the front seat and be ready to find it. Have your Bibles with you.
Amen.
Praise God. Young folks don't carry Bibles with them, don't look like.
That's right.
Oh, listen. You know, you can get a Bible now pretty reasonable. Praise God. Listen. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. If you're going to be a soldier fit for the kingdom of God, you're going to have your sword with you. You're going to have your fighting weapon with you. You're going to have to be right up there where you can be right at hand. When one fall out, the other one can fall in. Ready. Prompt me and unhesitating. Done without delay. My Lord, we have a lot of delays, don't we? To incite to action. Whoa. Want to be a warrior? Want to be a soldier? Well, may the Lord bless us. When this message is finished tonight, we want every one of us to search out our hearts. See if I'm prepared. See if I'm ready. See if I'm not ready to be right in the battle. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't be afraid to come up here where the heat is. Don't be afraid to sit right there and back up the Word of God. Lots of times the devil scares a lot of folks where they don't even back up the truth.
That's right.
Get in a place where you get hot and get to hitting real close, everybody gets quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my God, help us here. I'm talking about being ready.
Amen.
The soldiers come in and go to cutting off the preacher's head. What you going to do? See? Being ready to die. Ready to stay. Whatever the Lord has to say about it. You follow us along now. I hope you don't have nothing to do. You know some places you go, they don't want you to preach too long. And
I know maybe you got a job tomorrow, and I understand that. I have to sit up all night sometimes to get up 4 and go to work 2. I know how it is. It's pretty hard. But I'll ask you tonight, let's ask the Lord to help us to just get right into the Word of God tonight. And then don't look at, just cover that old clock up. Maybe, you know, somewhere you go, people say you can't preach that long, half an hour is long enough. All right. Well, I tell you, sometimes you get to get in the Word and the Lord get to feed you, and half an hour might be too short.
Right.
See? But I appreciate, I have to say this, I've been here the second time now, maybe the third time, been here with ministers meeting, fourth time maybe, but I'll have to say this, that I've been right here where we just sit right here and sung songs, and we've seen it just like a percolator. One come, and there come two more, and there's another one. And we just sit right and sing, and you know I appreciate that. But I've been in the places where they don't even sing but one song after the message, and that's all over now. Tomorrow night we're having service again at 7:30.
That's right. Me too.
We need to give the Holy Ghost a chance to work.
Amen.
We need to give the Holy Ghost a chance to deal with us.
Right.
Might be somebody still thinking. And I tell folks at home, if you got to go to work and you got to be in a hurry, well, you ease out and let the rest of us keep feeding.
Amen.
Don't you know, we ain't going to stop because you got to go. We'll tell you about it later. But you just let us feed right on. Glory to God. And now the preacher talking about going to host a while. Not as long as the Lord get through with me, I'm going to sit down. But when he do, I ain't got no more to say. Praise the Lord. Let's run through the scriptures now. All right now. Notice what it says here. And the king's servants said unto the king, behold, thy servants, speaking for all of them there now, are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint.
Amen.
And I think that's pretty good. All right now. Genesis 12. Let's look a little bit into the scriptures. I want you to bear with us and pray with us. I want to encourage your heart tonight. And by the help of the Lord, challenge you to a different side of this ready. Being ready to help the preacher out. Being ready to pray. I notice tonight when we go to prayer, it's a long wait. Don't have to worry about getting in nobody's way when they're praying. It's a long wait. You mean to tell me nobody out there got nothing to pray about? Lord, help you and I. And it's a long week. Lord, help you and I. I believe the Lord done something for you today that you have something to pray about. But we'll wait on the pastor. Oh, we'll wait on him to lead the song. We'll wait on him to sing. We'll wait on him to pray, to preach. And then we want to know why he died. Why are you getting gray, brother? You're looking old. I guess so. We can help keep him young. Oh, listen. Somebody say, well, I don't want to get in nobody's way. Who's going to pray? See? If I've been in the places where two started and one stopped, nothing continued on. I've been in a place where two started and both of them stopped, somebody else finished it. Listen, we are praying people. You don't have to worry about getting in nobody's way when it's time to pray. Just pray. We'll wait for you to pray, and you too if you've got something on your heart. Oh, listen, folks. But I notice when we get down to pray, we just have a long wait. And sometimes I told them, tell the preachers, let's wait and see how long. Let's just wait and see how long. Let's just wait this thing out. And then when the preacher get up and the preacher, don't say the preacher held you up. You're just too long by praying. You took up too much of the preacher's time. Now he got to finish his thing, see? Oh, I want to challenge you tonight about being ready. Being ready to pray. Having a burden for prayer. Oh, listen, I'll tell you one thing, and I've seen this in a lot of other places I went. You don't have to worry about nobody running over you to pray.
Right.
Oh, listen, young folks, be ready to pray. Don't let the devil tell you your little prayers don't reach nothing. I'm going to tell you something. Your prayers mean a lot.
Amen.
You're going to say the wrong thing. You're going to do this. Oh, I'm thinking of tonight of being ready. I want to challenge our hearts tonight to be ready for the call of God. To be ready to feel the duty that the Lord has for us. To be ready to stand in the gap. To be ready when one fall out, the other one can fall in. May the Lord bless us. All right, over here in Genesis 12 and 1, talking about Abraham here. Begin to read there a little bit for us, please.
Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country.
Now you know that's quite a task. Get up and get out of your country. Alright, I looked at something in there last night that I didn't see before. Read now, watch this.
And from thy kindred. And from thy father's.
And from your father's house. Cut the cords. Read on.
Unto a land. That I will show thee.
I'm going to show you. Hadn't showed it to him yet. He didn't know where he was going. But he wanted him to get up and get out of there.
Yep.
Alright, read on now.
I'll make of thee. A great nation.
I'll bless thee.
My Make thy name great.
And thou
shalt be a blessing.
That was enough for Abraham to stand on. That promise right there was enough for him to stand on. But the thought here was he ready to go? Now listen, read on now.
And I will bless them that bless thee.
I'm going to bless them that bless thee. I'm going to curse them that curse thee. Read on.
And in thee shall All families
of the earth be blessed. Read on now.
So Abram departed.
As the Lord had spoken unto him.
And Lot went with him.
Now watch something here.
And Abram was 75 years old.
He was 75 years old.
When he departed out of Haran.
Read, any more of that?
And Abram took Sarah. His wife. And Lot his brother's son. And all their substance.
Notice. Alright, read on.
And the souls.
I didn't get that before when I was reading. There were some souls that they were dealing with where they were. He said, and the souls.
That they had gotten in Haran.
I never read that. I read all over that before. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We want souls to be saved, don't we? We want souls to get a hold of God. I'm going to tell you something. When you and I get ready in the spot, ready for the call, ready for the touching of God down on our life, I'll tell you, it'll cause souls to be blessed all around us. It'll cause souls where we come in contact with to be blessed. Listen, I've always had Brother Sanders down our way, Sister Sanders' husband. I like the way he said. He said, I want to be fit for duty.
Amen.
I want to be fit for duty. See? Oh, may God help you and I to be fit for duty.
Amen.
You and I got to be ready, folks. Now we're going to go over here by the help of the Lord, and we're going to be challenged by the word of the Lord about people that was ready to do business for God. Over in 1 Chronicles, somebody please, if you would, the 11th chapter of 1 Chronicles, begin reading at verse 9. Let's read here with a challenge to our heart tonight to see what kind of ready the Lord wants His people. The kind of people that have been ready down through the years, and now it comes down to our turn. It comes down to you and I. I'll tell you, there are many times that folks get saved and sit way back in the back, if you please. It seems like I'm trying to give room for somebody else. But I'm going to tell you something. You just feed your soul right up where the heat is, right up where the battle is hot, and get your soul fed. And when you get to a place where the Lord can bless your soul and feed you right, you will be able to sit anywhere in the chapel and be fed. You'll be able to sit anywhere when distraction goes on, and you can sit right there and be a help to the service. I'm going to tell you something. The devil don't want us to be fit for duty.
That's right.
The devil don't want us to be fit for duty.
Yes.
I want all of us to get a hold of this. Wives, husbands, children, all that are able to understand, I want all of us to get the understanding tonight what the word ready means. What does it mean? Don't you know, lots of times, the Lord, I remember one time, a brother told me he should have been getting a hold of the Lord. He got caught up into something else. And the Lord spoke to him right in the service. He said, I could have used you tonight if you was ready. See, I could have used you tonight if you was ready. But what I got to do now? I got to go to somebody else. I got to pass it on down the line to those that are ready. You might not be ready when your call comes. Listen, it'll do you and I good to be ready for service, to be ready for the call, to be ready to bear the burden. Oh, listen. Ready. All right, 1 Chronicles 9, 11 and 9.
So David waxed greater and greater. For the Lord of hosts.
Was with him. Read on.
These also are the chief.
Notice, let's look at a little vision of some of the people that was back in David. Some of the people that was ready for war. Some of the people that was ready to do business. Oh, this challenged my heart every time I read it. You know, lots of times we think in terms, well, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. But if you get ready for a battle, if you get ready for duty, you'll be ready when Jesus comes.
Amen.
Amen. Lots of times, you know, and oh yes, I want to be ready. Lots of times folks spend their days, I want to be ready when the Lord comes. I do too. But there's a battle going on. There's a fight going on. I need to get right in the fight and carry the burden and get right down to business for God. And then when the Lord busts through the clouds, I don't have to worry about where I am. Somebody said, I hope I'll be praying when it comes. If you get in the battle, you're going to be praying, preaching, and crying too. Amen. Going to be doing it all when he busts through the clouds. But I'm talking about ready for duty. Ready for duty. That the Lord can reach up and pluck you down and said, alright, I want to use you tonight. I want you to take this run. I want you to go over and pray. I want you to do this. I'll be ready.
Amen.
You know, lots of times we have a lot of excuse. I would go, but I have to stay home and take care of this little business or this, that, the other. Oh, listen, fit for duty.
Amen.
Fit for duty. Oh, listen. Read on now.
Chief of the mighty men.
Chief of the mighty men, what? Read.
Who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom.
Who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom.
And with all Israel.
And with all Israel.
To make him king.
According
to the word of the Lord.
According to the word of the Lord.
Concerning Israel.
Read.
And this is the number of the mighty men.
And this is the number of the mighty men. Which he had. Read.
And Hashemite, the chief of the captains, he lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him.
Now, that fellow there was pretty good. He lifted up his spear against 300. My Lord. That was here now. You think that didn't take practice, brother? You think you can just run out there when you haven't done nothing and just grab something and talking about you're going to kill somebody, you'll get killed yourself. You can't pray, and I can't pray when we have not gotten to the place of prayer, when we haven't known how to pray, when we haven't carried a burden for prayer. What can we pray about?
That's right.
Lifted up his spear. That's what he said?
Yeah.
Against how many?
300.
That's a lot of folks. I don't believe we have 300. Do we have 100 here? No. But he lifted up his spear against 300. You think those fellows wasn't fighting back? You think they just throwing up their hand and say, I give? Oh, listen, the devil ain't going to give, folks. We're going to have to push him back. We're going to have to battle with him. We're going to have to force him out. Devil, get out of here. Devil, laugh at you and I. Fit for battle. All right? Read.
And after him was Eleazar and the son of Dodo.
Yes.
The Ahumahite, who was one of the three mighties.
He was one of the three mighties. Now read on.
He was with David.
He was with David.
They at Pasterdam, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle.
Yes.
A parcel of ground.
Parcel of ground.
And the
full of barley.
Fled from before the Philistines.
All right, listen.
And they set themselves
in the midst of this little old parcel of ground.
And delivered it.
Praise God this evening. We're not giving up, devil. We're not giving up no ground. Praise the Lord tonight. They set themselves in the midst of this little parcel of ground, and they're going to fight for it. Listen, folks, if we don't believe that salvation is worth fighting for, it ain't worth having. You won't have it long anyway if you don't fight for it. You won't be able to live a saved life. Young folks, get a hold of this. I'll encourage you again. Hit the front row. Leave all the distractions in the back. Hit the front row. Get your Bibles ready. Be ready and prayed up. Be ready to read. Somebody says, I don't know how to pronounce all them names. I don't either. I skip over them sometimes. I said in all of these fellas here. Praise God. I know, tell you what the preacher do sometimes. He gets somebody out there to read for him. And if you miss something, don't worry about it. Keep going. The thought's still there. May the Lord help us. You may not know how to pronounce every word in the Bible. You may not know how to say it just right. But the Spirit will get right. When you get down to business with God, get ready on the fighting line. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. The devil will come along and tell you, it's no use of trying. You're going to make a mess of things. Trying to call out these names and try to say these old funny name places and one thing or another. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. Let's get the devil back.
Praise the Lord.
Let's get the devil back. Let's be ready. Oh, listen. This fellow was one of the mightiest. Read.
And the Lord saved them by a great deliverance.
Saved them by a great deliverance. We're going to stand in this little piece of ground, and we're going to fight for what's right. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. You know what that little piece of ground is today? Divine healing.
All right.
Come on now. It's getting right down, isn't it? Oh, divine healing, that little piece of ground right now. We got to stand and fight for it. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil is coming in strong, and he's coming in hard, and he's just trying to push us back. He's trying to tell us there's no need to look into the Lord for divine healing, because there's no need for that anymore. I'm going to tell you, the devil's a liar, always have been a liar. Listen, we got to stand on that parcel of ground enemy. We're going to have to fight him. We're going to have to really just get... We can't... You know, a lot of folks talking about, I ran the devil out of town. And sooner you turn your back, he's back on your back again. You ran him out of town. The devil got to be shown just what we believe in, folks.
Amen.
The devil has to be shown just what the people of God believe in. Do you believe in divine healing? Yes, Lord. You willing to die? Yes, Lord.
Amen.
No hesitating when you come down here. Lord, help us. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge us tonight to be ready. Oh, Lord, this little ground now. This little parcel now. This little parcel of ground is divine healing. Don't you know it? Oh, yes, we got to fight now. The battle is on, folks. The battle is on now. And we got to stand our ground to fight for it. It's going to do a whole lot more than talk about it now. We're going to have to prove it.
Yes, amen.
Believe it thou this? Yes, Lord. Amen. Read on now.
Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David,
yes,
and to the cave of Adullam, and the host of Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim.
Yes.
And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
And David longed. And
David longed and said,
"Oh,
that one would give me a drink of water." All right, listen.
At the gate.
Let me tell you something, folks. We're gonna have to be willing to risk our lives for one another.
Yes, Lord.
All right, man. Lord, help us here. Oh, listen, when you and I go out to do battle, we're going to have to stand back to back and do battle with the enemy. We're going to have to let folks know where we are. Here, the preacher get up and preach on divine healing. And if you never say amen, the folks going to wonder where you are.
That's right. All right.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
I want to challenge us tonight for being ready. See, we looking, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Me too. But I'm going to tell you something. I want to be ready to do battle here. I want to be ready to let the devil and folks know where we live.
Amen.
I want to let my family know where I am.
Amen.
I live for God. I tell you, I might not can talk the Bible to them all the time, but I can live it. I can live it right where I am.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. Listen, one of my uncles told me one time, why do you have to go way over in Central America to preach the gospel? Can't you preach to folks right here? You can go over there and get killed. I said, I can get killed here.
Amen.
Amen. Why don't you stand here and preach the gospel to the folks? I said, all right, get my Bible over and start talking to him. Let me tell you about Jesus. Well, I ain't got time. Don't you see why? Amen. You don't want to hear it either. How you figure other folks want to hear it? I'm going where people want to hear the gospel.
Right. Amen.
Amen. I want to be ready for whatever the Lord says. Ready to live, ready to die. Just whatever my calling is. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh, listen, folks, I'm telling you, I'm dealing tonight and thinking about the help of the Lord. I'm about being ready, prepared, in order, prompt, willing, at hand.
Amen.
You ever had anybody call you 3 o'clock in the morning for prayer? You got to try. We get into the places now, you know, Lord help us, sisters. I want to give you a caution here. I've been in the place where I hear, no doubt, some sisters say, well, he's asleep. Don't wake him up. Ooh, get quiet right there, didn't he? Oh, well, he worked hard today, and he won't be able to pray. Call back tomorrow. Being ready at hand.
Amen.
Glory to God. Don't you know? You and I, we can't take our phones off the hook. We can't tell them to call back tomorrow. When folks call for prayer, they're in need.
Amen.
And they need you and I to be ready.
Amen.
Amen. If all the preachers took their phone off the hook for about 3 hours after, well, don't call me after 10. Take off all the preachers, take their phone off the hook after 10 o'clock. What you have a mess.
Right.
You have a mess. We got to be ready. Not only do the preachers have to be ready, you got to be ready.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I want to challenge us tonight to be ready, at hand, willing. Anytime you call, let the phone ring. Praise God. Then if I have to come, I'll come. Praise God.
Amen.
Preachers take all the stay full all the time. Lord help us. Ought to stay full. You ought to get in this truck and look in there and say, wait a minute, that needle about a quarter. Let me take it down here and fill it up. Why you want to keep it full? Because when we need you to come, we want you to be able to get there.
True.
Heard of a preacher running out of gas one time. Wanted to go. Ready to go. Didn't have the money to buy the gas. Got started and run out. He had to call back. Somebody had to come and get it. Shame on the devil. And then when he did get over there, you know the first thing that, what took you so long? Glory to God. We ought to preachers take off the staple.
Amen.
Hanging in that right corner. Here.
Amen.
Come on now. Is this the truth?
True.
Amen. Don't you want him to come pray for you? How are you going to get there? These gas prices are going up. I know they are. They're going to get up some more too. But God has been able to take care of us. He's ready to supply our needs. He's ready to help us when we're in trouble. He's ready to go with us when we need somebody to go along with us. When you're in school, you can't get your lesson right, you go home and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, help me to pass this test. When he do, you're happy. Woo! May 98! Well, God did it. That's right. Lord, help us. If he's willing and ready to help you, how much more you ought to be willing and ready to go when he say go?
Amen.
And do what he say do. All right, let's read. Notice these fellows now.
And the three break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well.
All they heard was this brother wanted a drink of water. And they break through the Philistines there, and I can just see three fellows. Now, one got to draw the water, got to get down into the well to get the water, and the other two just fighting, and every now and then he'll get up and probably stick him one. Well, he started trying to get the water. Listen, folks, may God help you and I. These brothers was ready to do battle.
Amen.
They went in. What happened? Read.
That was at the gate. And brought it to David.
And they brought it to David.
But David would not drink of it.
David realized that these brethren had went over and risked their lives to get the water here for me. I can't drink this. You risked your lives. Oh, listen, folks. May the Lord help you and I. We're going to have to be so close together. We're going to have to love one another. We're going to have to be so ready to do battle that the Lord will give our lives for each other.
Amen.
I told a sister one time, we was trusting the Lord, gotten down to the hospital, and she was kind of one of these sisters kind of flip in and flip out and flip in again, flip out, you don't know where she was. And then finally I walked up to her one day and I told her, I said, let me tell you something. I said, if you're going to trust God, I said, I'll put everything on the line. I'll risk putting my life on the line for you. I said, but if you are not going to trust God, I'm going home and raise my family. I don't have time to go to jail for you flipping and flopping. I don't have the time to put my life on the line. You don't know what you're going to do. I don't have time for that. We are to trust God, and God said it. Trust in him with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. That's all I know. That's all you taught me. That's what I'm doing. I don't have time for flip-flops.
Amen.
If you're going to trust God, I'll stand right with you.
Amen.
If any head get cut, here's mine.
Amen.
But if you in and out and flipping and flopping, I'm going home.
Amen.
I think that's fair. I think that's straight. That preacher left him. I sure did. Amen. Why did you leave him, Pastor? I left him because they don't know what they're doing.
Amen.
They don't want to trust God. My hands are tied. And what else I'm going to do?
That's so.
Now, that's kind of pretty hard, preacher. You should be a little bit more easy than that. Folks, if we're going to ever get to be able-bodied, stable saints, we're going to have to find out how to deal with truth. And quit letting the devil buffet us.
Amen.
Quit letting the devil push us in a corner.
That's right.
Amen.
We got folks coming in now saying, the Lord told me to go get this operation and that operation, and I'm doing good. Oh, Lord, help you and I. That's a reproach to the cause of God.
Amen.
That's a reproach. Hear the Lord tell me to trust him and tell you to go to the doctor.
No.
What kind of God am I serving?
No, not like that.
God is no respecter of person.
Amen.
God wants us all to be ready, under the same mind, the same anointing.
That's right.
And the same word.
Amen.
Somebody come along and say, the Lord showed me this. He did. The devil can turn himself into an angel of light too, all of you. And he can deceive the very elect if possible. But I'm glad there's some that he can't deceive.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, listen, I want to encourage you to be ready. Ready. Read on, brother. Any more of that?
They poured it out.
Yes. All right.
It said, "My God forbid me.
My God forbid me.
Should do this thing. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy?"
All right.
"For with the jeopardy of their lives they brought it."
They brought it. Read on.
"For he would not drink it. These things
would not drink it." Read.
"These three mightiest."
All right. Got some more down here. Read on.
"And Abishai, the brother of Joab."
Yes.
"Was the chief of the three."
Yes.
"He struck his spear favor against 300, he slew them and had a name among the three.
Read.
Of the three, he was more honorable than the two.
Yes.
For he was their captain.
He was their captain.
He attained not to the first three.
He still couldn't touch the first three. Read on.
Benaiah.
Jehoiada, read.
Valiant man of Jabezal, who had done many acts.
Yes.
Two lion-like men. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit.
My, it's hard to stand up anymore now. It's best known to fight a lion. It's hard to stand up slipping and sliding. But here he slew a lion on a snowy day. Lord help you and I. Courage, wasn't it? He took courage to do that. Oh, listen, folks. May God help you and I. I'll tell you, lots of times we get ready to talking about, I can't go pray for so-and-so because it's cold out there. Put your hat and a coat on and go on. May the Lord help you and I. He slew a lion on a snowy day down in a pit at that. Lord help you and I. They'll put us to shame, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
These folks will put you and I to shame. What kind of courage they have? Well, I'm hurting in my left hip, and I can't go. You know, lots of times the Lord will bless you when you go to pray for somebody else.
Amen.
Oh, may God help you and I. Young folks say, well, I ain't got a whole lot to do. Oh, yes, it is. There's a whole lot to do.
Yes, sir.
A lot to do.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
If you don't believe there's a lot to do, get out on one of these little street corners and just start singing. That's all you got to do. Just start singing. And you watch, folks. Singing does something to people.
Yeah.
It catches their ears. And then when all you got to do is have one of them old preachers hid. He ain't got to be out there. Just have them hiding. And when they get them all around, then the preacher just pop up and go to preaching. Oh, listen. Just go to preaching. May God help you and I. Oh, listen. He slew a lion on a snowy day.
Amen.
Read on.
And he slew an Egyptian.
He slew it.
A
man of great stature.
5 cubits high.
Wait a minute. How many?
5 cubits high.
And I looked up cubic one time. Cubic is anything from 18 to 22 inches. So I took the bigger part of it. Seeming like it worked for 22 inches more than do 18. And I divided that thing and I come up. This fellow was about 9'2" tall. Abnormal fellow. Pretty big fellow, don't you know it? Somebody come up to you about 9 foot tall and no telling. I don't know how tall he was, but he didn't let that stop him. He didn't let that mountain stop him. He slew him too. Read on.
And in the Egyptian's hand.
In an Egyptian's hand.
Like a weaver's beam.
Had a spear like a weaver's beam.
And he went down to him with a staff.
Oh, listen.
And plucked the spear out of the earth.
Oh, didn't that take some practice? With a staff or a piece of wood. And plucked the spear out of his hand. Glory to God. Oh, I want to challenge you tonight for being ready. It takes practice to do that. And I'm going to tell you something, being valid for the Lord. I want to tell you something. It's going to take you and I getting down to business, spending time with the Lord, to be able to be in any condition to pluck something out of somebody's hand.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Read.
And slew him with his own spear.
Slew him with his own spear.
These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada,
yes,
have the name among the three mighty.
Yes.
Behold, he was honorable among the 30, but attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard.
All right. All right, let's turn over now. Let's go pick up some more of these fellows over here. Let's go now down to the 32nd verse of the 12th chapter. Let's see what kind, you know, and say, well, we kind of, them fellows there, you don't have many of them in the congregation. You know, those are preachers. You know, fellows like that can get a hold of God like that. But let's go down to the congregation of it now. Read on now. 32nd verse of the 12th chapter.
Which were men.
And the children of Issachar, which were men.
Which were men that had understanding of
the time.
To know that what Israel ought to do.
Oh, listen. And how many of them they had?
The heads of them were 200.
They only had 200 of these fellows that was old enough, had wisdom enough to understand what we ought to do in the time we're living in. Well, we don't have 200, do we? We're well down below the number now, aren't we? We don't have 200 old heads like that that just about can tell Israel what they ought to do. We're limited now. We only got a few. Brother Oster's about the oldest one right now through here in and out. And he got some mourners right on. Maybe Brother Porter and some of them. But I'm going to tell you something. They had some men here that knew what Israel ought to do. And I'm going to tell you something. The instructions that was given by those men, the people followed those. They took them to heart of what they were saying. And they followed them. I'm going to tell you something. What we got now, preacher, get up to preach and get the preaching against worldliness. Get the preaching against things. Get the preaching against things that are hindering our soul. And you know what will happen? Right in the midst of the congregation. Don't you know the devil will get stirred up and don't like it?
That's right.
I want to challenge you to being ready.
Amen.
If you're going to be a soldier for God, we've got to be an example on every respect.
Amen.
We're going to have to be honorable. We're going to have to be dependable. We're going to have to be respectful. And we're going to have to know how and what to do when trouble's time hit, when time gets hard. We don't have to be flipping and flopping and getting scared. We can stand our ground and stand flat-footed. Sisters, I want to give you some encouragement here. May the Lord bless you that you may. You know, we got this women live going on. But I'm going to tell you something. You can have faith like a man.
Amen.
You can have faith like a man. And when he gets to shift a little bit, you can hunch him and say, stand in your tracks.
That's right.
Don't be a crawfish. Don't go to scooting back.
That's right.
Go forward. We need women like that. A man needs a woman in his corner that's full of faith, that's ready to, I don't mean to observe authority over him, make him a baby boy. Come here, son. Haven't I told you to stop doing that?
Lord,
you know, we got them kind, you know. We got them mothers that want to make their husbands sons.
Yeah. Wives.
Yeah, you know. We got them wives. I call them mothers.
Right.
You know. And they want to make their sons, husbands sons. And he go out, pop. I don't like this. She don't. Well, tell her. See? Well, tell her you don't like this. Tell her to let you be the husband. See? But you can get right behind him. And you can push him right on. You can have faith like a man. Don't get in his way.
Amen.
Lord, help us.
Amen.
Sisters, take your places.
That's right.
I want to encourage you to be ready. You take your places.
Amen.
Amen. It got Bible on this.
Yes.
Deborah didn't get ahead of Barak, did he? Did you? No, you go. I'll go with you. But you're going to take the lead.
That's
praise
right.
God. That's where your place is now.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. But you know, I don't understand it. It's the kind of world we're living in. And some of the men let the women go right on.
That's
right. Go on, take the lead, honey. Now get hot, you tell them. You tell them, baby. You tell them. Baby, don't you tell them nothing. Amen. Put him in the place to tell them.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you to be ready, brother. I want to challenge you tonight, all of us, to be ready in the fear. Our young people need something to see. They need to see men and women. Older ones standing firm in truth.
Amen.
Holding their true position. Doing battle for God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. When a man is not in his place, don't you know they can tell it?
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. The children can tell it.
Amen.
And then you say, be like your daddy. No. I will be like my daddy, not that way. No, I believe men ought to fill the men's shoes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I don't mean with a club either.
Amen.
But I mean the men ought to fill men's shoes. And women need to be in their places. Walking right behind.
Amen.
And staying right with him.
Amen.
Oh, may God help you and I.
Lord.
I want to challenge us to be ready. Be ready in the things of God. Read. There's a double part to this thing. I don't know if I get to the other part. Praise God. Read anyway. All the congregation, I like to say it this way, was at their command. Read on.
Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle.
Of Zebulun, such. Now listen to these fellows, they went forth to battle. Experts where?
In war.
But did you say expert, brother?
Expert in war.
Expert in war. Can you improve on an expert? My Lord. Expert in war. Read.
With all instruments of war.
With all instruments of war.
50,000. Which could keep rank.
Oh, can keep saved, brother. There are some that can't keep a good experience. Young folks, may the Lord help you and I. You want to keep a good experience? I want to challenge you tonight. Get ready.
Amen.
They could keep rank.
They were not of double heart.
Ooh, what you say? You can go to the doctor if you want. Brother, what do we do?
They were not of a double heart.
Praise the Lord.
They were a singleness of heart.
Amen.
What do you think now? Let's get back to basics. What do you think will happen if every one of us in here tonight thought the same way? Come on now. Thought and felt the same way, had the same singleness of heart. What do you think would be going on here tonight?
Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
We need to get back to it.
Yes.
That's where we need to get. We need to get to the singleness of heart. Get back to the old father's praying ground. Get right back to the basics. The teachings of the scriptures. Not trying to deviate away from them. Got some now come along, try to sugarcoat them and kind of smooth over them. They got some things now. People get to having a problem in the congregation, they call way over there to get instruction and got a pastor right there.
All right now.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes, amen.
They didn't have a double heart. You could have saved yourself $4 or $5. And if he do his work right, he's going to call way back here to the pastor and tell him, say, you better check on him.
Amen.
They're calling me and I send them back to you. Singleness of heart.
Amen.
You quiet here, didn't you?
Oh, but this is, I know this is precious to me. I know this is the truth. Praise the Lord. Oh, glory. When it's the truth, I can just jump and shout and holler. Oh, glory. Listen, folks. May the Lord help us. But these folks did not have a double heart. They could keep rank. Experts in war.
Yeah.
50,000 of them. Could we get 15? 20? Can we get 1,000 like that? Expert in war? Able to keep saved? Able to keep rank? In every congregation, if you got 30 young folks, can you get 20 to stay true? 15? Pre-adventure, 5? You see what I'm talking about? If we can get 5 solid young folks to hold a steady rank and keep saved, next year we get 5 more saved, we've got 10.
Amen.
And we increase in number, ready to do battle. Young folks, get a hold of this. The devil will beat you every time out of your salvation simply because you don't keep rank. Simply because we don't fortify ourselves. We don't get right down to business and do business for God. Then you come along and confuse us. That's another side of this thing. I don't know if I'll get to it, but I'm going to deal with this side now. This is the side we're dealing with.
And there you go. 1,000 captives.
1,000 captives.
And with them with shield and spear, 30,000.
These fellows were ready to do battle. They weren't fooling around. Read on now.
And of the dandies, expert in war.
Expert in war. Notice the part he kept saying. Expert in war. Practice. Practice. Read.
20,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle.
Expert in war.
Read. 40,000.
Read.
And on the other side of Jordan.
Yes.
Of the Reubenites and the Gadites and of the half tribe of Manasseh with all manner of instruments of war.
Yes.
And 120,000.
Wait a minute. They got another group coming to my mind. Over in the 20th chapter of Judges, in about verse 16. Here's some chosen fellows. Oh, may God help you and I. Are able to keep rank. Able to keep saved. Able to stay right in there. I want to challenge us tonight. I'm going to tell you something. Don't involve yourself with nothing. Don't get yourself caught up in nothing that'll hinder you from being ready for service. That'll hinder you from being ready to go out when God say go. Ready to do. Ready to pray. Ready to study. Ready to read. Ready whatsoever God will have for you to do. Right there on the front line. Oh God, help us. Look like folks ought to enjoy reading for the preachers, but you know they don't. A lot of folks don't.
That's true.
Lord help us. I'll acknowledge, I can't pronounce all the words either. Brother did a good job. Praise the Lord. If I had went through them, I'd jump some of them. Because I'd have got to the point. I couldn't have pronounced them. I know I couldn't. And I try my best. And I get the sound together, but I don't know all getting it right. But I'll tell you something. That's not the point of how good you can pronounce a word, but how good you can stay sane and keep rank and with a single heart.
Amen.
That's what makes a difference. You may not can say anything. Oh, but if you can keep saying,
your sin. All right? Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, let's get this down. Judges 20th chapter. Read. 16th verse. Notice. Now wait a minute now. All them 30,000 and 50,000 and 40,000, above all them, what did he have?
There were 700.
That was 700 chosen men that were left-handed. Now wait a minute. They were left-handed. Now watch something here. They were left-handed and could hurl a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. You know what a hair's breadth is? Pluck one of the hairs out of your head and hold it up and hear a fellow come along and knock it out of your hand without touching your fingers. That's pretty good. That was real good. But it took practice. 700 chosen men that were able to do those kind of a thing. Who wouldn't want them kind of fellows in their corner? Who wouldn't want fellows that could touch bases with God? Listen, you know why? Listen, may God help us as a people of God. Lots of times we look to the preachers. Yep, that's all right in this place. But the preachers need somebody to help them too. Amen. Preachers need some help too. Amen. After we prayed for you, who's going to pray for us? Amen. After we instructed you, who's going to instruct us? See? We can take care of the vineyard. We need to take care of ours too. We need help, don't you know? What encourages me when I see young folks getting saved, when I see them getting true, holding a true position, I tell you, I'll run the wheels off of that van I got for that kind of stuff. Amen. But when you see folks fading away, when you see folks have found other interests, things that just interest them more than God, it hurts. It hurts. Well, they had 700 chosen men, Brother Carl. And they were all left-handed. You know, I think about the services, the military service, never been there. I always wondered why they had four branches in it. But they got different fellows can do different things.
Yeah.
See? Now, the Marines always told me went in first. Is that right? Or maybe the Air Force, they called in the Air Force. The Air Force go in. What's how did that go? Maybe you can tell me, Brother Herschel, a minute.
They use Marines.
The Marines first.
They clean up this
time. All right. But notice, everybody had their position and places. See? They find a target, but they couldn't seem like to get off, wiped off. They'll call in the Air Force. The Air Force come in and bomb it up real quick, and they move on in on top of it. Lord, help you and I. I'm going to tell you something. When you and I hear of a service of God going on, we ought to be ready to support it in every way.
Amen.
We ought to be ready to go in and just blow the devil off the map. Not run him out of town, but just blow him off.
Amen.
Oh, I want to challenge you tonight. Are you ready? So I said, well, I don't know. Are you ready? Are you at hand? Are you willing and ready that the Lord can call on you now and you're ready to serve? Well, there's another side of this thing I told you. Slothful come in here. Slothful, slothful, that's the way you pronounce it? Whichever, you know what I'm talking about. Slothfulness comes in here. Proverbs, the 12th chapter, verse 27. I want to read a few scriptures here. Slothfulness come in here. Oh, listen, folks get in these kind of places. They get in these kind of places where they just seem like in a dull state. Can't move. Can't function altogether. Read. Proverbs 12 and 27. A slothful man roasted not the things that he take in a honey.
But the substance of
a diligent man is precious. A man go out hunting somewhere in the woods. Maybe he kill him a few rabbits or two. The ideal thing for that man to do, if he's wise, to come in, dress his game, and put it away. But you and I can come right in, and he'll dress his game, not instead of dressing it, just throw it in the corner and let it spoil. You and I come into a service of the Lord. We sit down and we hear the Word of God. We go through the Scriptures, honey. And the thing that we need to roast, just over and over in our hearts, we just let it just go to waste.
The Word of God was good, brother. Thank you for the Word. But it didn't get down deep to do anything good for me. It didn't get down deep to stir me up, to cause me to read more, to pray more, to get ready to do battle. See? A diligent man. The substance of a diligent man is precious. When a man is diligent about his business, when a man is diligent about taking care of the business of God, oh, listen, the substance of it is precious. Oh, listen. Notice what it says. A hopeful man. A man that just don't care. Just don't mean much of anything. Well, I'm just trying to make heaven, that's all. Somebody say, how you doing, brother? I'm holding on. Quit holding on and start standing. Sometimes folks don't know how close they are to the ground. I'm scared of a fall. Just turn loose and stand up. You're only 2 inches from the ground. Just stand up. I'm holding on, brother.
Yes.
Oh, my. That's all you're doing is holding on. Brother, how you doing? I'm doing battle, brother. I'm fighting. I'm ready for the next meet, bless God.
Amen.
David was ready, wasn't he? Show me. Who is this uncircumcised? Who is this big old fella here? Laughing at folks and calling folks names. Who is he? Hey, you better run, David. Everybody running. Run where? Oh, David ran too. Praise God. Little old David. David remembered the bear and the lion. He was ready for battle. Praise God. Are we ready? Oh, Lord, help us.
Yes, my Lord.
You know, somebody, you go in the house and look at somebody and say, oh, they, Brother Hurst was sitting up, and I don't know, maybe I was messing with him, I don't know, but we were talking, he was on the phone, and I talked to Brother Fuller. Brother Fuller, usually, me and I usually talk, find out how Brother Hurst is doing. Brother Hurst is sitting right there. He said, how's it doing? I said, well, it looks bad. Brother Hurst was sort of laughing. He said, I got to get out of here. Let me tell you something. That's just the way folks is. Folks will come in, see you down, sick, beat out, and they say, oh, look at you. Listen, where is the encouragement? Brother, you're holding on, you're battling? Yes, brother, I'm battling. Well, we come to pray for you. We come to sing you a song. We come to cut the grass. Come on now. I want to wash the car.
Amen.
I'll take care of the laundry. You got the grass. Somebody got the car. I'll cook. See? Oh, God, help us. See what I'm talking about? Everybody filling in their places.
Amen.
Going right in. Oh, glory. I've got my own stuff to do. I don't have time to go over there. Send somebody else. Send some of the young folks who got time. Lord, help us.
Amen.
Risking our lives for our brother. Ready to let my stuff go.
Amen.
And to work with yours. See what I'm talking about? The preachers are strung out, leaving their jobs, leaving their homes, leaving their children to go out and preach the gospel. Now, shouldn't you be willing to let something go to help out in the ministry?
Amen.
Is that fair?
Amen.
Well, what if I say, no, I can't go, brother. I got to stay in. And I got a family and children. I got to stay care of them. You know, I got to work now. You know, the Bible says you got to work. You don't feed your family. You're wasting everything. So I got scripture telling me I got to work. But let them to have wives be as they don't have none. What we do with that scripture? My, I didn't see that one over there, but I ran across it. Well, amen. Lord, help us. Slothfulness will get us in trouble, folks.
That's right.
Read on now.
In the way of righteousness is life.
In the way of righteousness.
And in the pathway thereof, there is no death.
All right, let's go to Proverbs a little bit further. Proverbs 15 and 19.
Yeah,
notice here now. Watch how this slope.
Man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made.
Now, I want us to get a hold of something here. The way of a slothful man. Now, get a hold of the scripture. What it says is as a hedge of thorns. This is the other side of being ready. You and I'll never be ready being slothful. We'll never be ready just, you know, just kind of just sitting down gradually. What word I want to use here? Casual Christians. You know, just crack casual Christianity. Somebody got to ask you, you say. You say? Oh, yes. Yes, I'm saved.
Oh.
How long you been saved? Oh, I've been saved for 15 years. What else you do? Oh, I go to service. I go to service. The scripture said, be ready
to answer every man according to the hope that is within you, something to that effect. But be ready. All you got to ask for, soul, a saved soul and a sanctified and ready for God, or you say, woo, yes indeed, let me tell you about it. Sit down a minute. I've had them where you get to talking to them and say, look, I got to go. I'll talk to you later. And I'm right behind them. Well, I got to finish up this, man. Lord, help us. You know what I'm talking about when I say being slow. Can't get going. Just dragging. Just, every time I read, I get a bad headache. When I go to pick up the Bible, it looks like the words are too small. I can't see them. Get you a big print. Lord, help us. Don't let the devil defeat you there. And I noticed people can't hardly read the scripture, but they can take that newspaper and go up and down all over and tell you everything that's in it. And then when they get to the Bible, they get sleepy. Oh, I'm so sleepy. Maybe I'll read the scripture tomorrow. And then the newspaper come in. Hey, you got the paper? Go in the paper. Magazines. I see folks just go through a magazine and read and read and read and search for sales and read the magazine and get this and get to the Bible and get lazy.
That's right.
Another word for slowful is lazy.
Yes.
You ever call somebody lazy?
No.
They don't like that, do they? Oh, brother, you just lazy.
Yeah.
Well, don't you say that. I'm not lazy. You take the Z out of lazy then. You just lazy. Slowful, that's what it is. When we get down, that we cannot get the real word down in our heart, we got an excuse. We can't be ready like that, folks. We can't be ready. Listen, the way of a slowful man is as a hedge of thorns. Now, watch the scriptures here. It says it's as a hedge of thorns. It can be dealt with if you deal with it, catch it in time. Like a little hedge, you know. You can deal with a hedge. You can get it cut out. You know, your old tumbleweed getting in the flowers or whatever kind of weed that is. And if you see it and catch it on time, you can kind of get it out. But you let it stay there. It'll run all through the flowers. And then you go to try to separate the weed from the flowers and you end up tearing up the flowers. Because you let the weed overgrow. See? He said, the way of a slothful man is as a hedge of thorn, but the way of the righteous is made plain. All right now, let's go get Proverbs, the 24th chapter. Verse 30. Watch something here. Now watch that head of thorn, what it start doing now.
I went by the field.
What did you hold it now. Wait a minute. What did you say? You went by the... You mean to tell me that hedge has grown up to be a field now? I went by the field of the slothful. And let it kept growing. Let that old weed kept growing. Kept getting a little slowful, more slowful, and putting it off. And just, I'll take care of it later. I'll wait till another time. Just putting it off, making excuse, and never get to it. Now this gentleman here, he waited all along, he did. He said he went by the field of the slowful. What happened here? At first, it was only a head. You could see over it. You can be able to deal with it when it was a head. But now it became a field. You can't see over it now. It's all grown over. Read.
And by the vineyard of the man void of understanding.
You know what's happening now? His understanding is gone. I'm going to tell you something. You and I started out in this thing. When the word was preached, we wanted to measure to everything that the preacher had to say. Everything that God gave him, we wanted to measure to it. Now we have difficulties. Now we have problems. I don't believe it's too bad if we go here, or we do this, or we wear this. I don't see where it's so bad. I don't see it like I used to. You know? Maybe you was fanatical then. Now I've learned some wisdom. The Bible said you're void of understanding. You and I begin to turn back on the word, the thing that's been preached to us, the thing that's been instructed our way, and we turn back away from it. Void of understanding. Don't you know you got an argument now about places to go? Lots of times folks saw places where it wasn't hard. Well, you know, I wouldn't catch myself there. I wouldn't take my children there. Now all of a sudden is, oh, there's nothing wrong with that. And they try to get the preachers to agree with it.
Why do they come to the preachers to get the preachers to agree? Try to get the preacher again, then you know, the first thing, Brother so-and-so said it's all right. Point of understanding. Down in a slowful place. Got in a place where they didn't keep this all encouraged. And now they'll fall for anything. Anything the devil presents. That's how folks get in them kind of situations. Here this man, it was a hedge of thorns in the beginning. Now it's a field, all grown over. Wall and fell down. I'm going to tell you something. In the Old Testament time, when the Lord had those folks, do you know why they had the walls up? It was to keep the enemy out. But when the wall fell down, the enemy could walk in and walk away with anything. You don't know then. When you lose salvation, or when the walls begin to deteriorate in your life and mine, those bulwarks that we had holding up, those things that we had rebuking the devil against, when we begin to let those things fall, when we begin to let those things come down, I don't think it's bad now. I'd be weak. You begin to be void of understanding, and you're not even in a place to make decisions. You're not even in a place to know what's right and wrong because you're void of understanding. Somebody needs to teach you all over again. Lord help us. I'm talking about being ready. Being ready to have a distinct sound. People can look at you and up and down, crossways, sideways, all over, and say, you're solid. You're solid. Praise God.
Amen.
Right by the feel of the slope. Here's how folks get in these kind of places. Here's why folks can come up with all kind of arguments. Why I don't see it as bad as I used to see. Well, I was a little overboard then. I learned some sense now. You know, I learned some sense. I got a lot of wisdom now. Oh, yeah, it's done wrong. Let him go on. You know, Lord gave me scripture one time, a gift. That's Exodus 23 and 8, Brother Paul, get that. I'm going to quote that just right. Exodus 23 and 8, I believe it is. Oh, Lord, help us. Notice what it says here.
Thou shalt take no gift.
Thou shalt take no gift.
For the gift blindeth the wise.
You know what? You got some folk can be blinded, but I'm thankful for the true ministers of God.
Amen.
He got some folk can be blinded. You know, put that old $50 in his hand and said, thank you, brother. I ain't going to preach that hard as that on him. I'll give you $50 back to you. There you go. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you the truth. Glory to God. Listen, folks.
Amen.
I told one person one time, I've been eating beans all my life. I don't mind eating the rest of my life. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I'll tell you, it makes you pretty healthy. Amen. Listen. Don't take a gift. Why? What it's going to do?
And pervert it. The word.
It's going to blind us. And it's going to cause us to pervert judgment. See? We'll skip over the thing that we need to talk about. And we'll, you know, be careful how you preach now when you come here preaching. You know, we got some good folks around here. We don't want to run them all off. Well, if anybody run off, it's those that need to be run off in the sense of, and listen to me good when I say this, because of the devil going to run off, folks, that's not going to live right anyway.
Yes. Amen.
Ship-shotting around me. You think those brothers who were doing the battle for God, those three that broke through the Philistine there to get the water, wouldn't one have been scaring and looking halfway back, don't know where they're going to run? I remember one time, I had a friend of mine, and I was a fellow always like this. I told him, I said, we're going to be brethren. I say this to you. I said, if you get in a fight, I'm right in it with you.
Yeah.
I won't leave you and don't you leave me. So I remember one day we were playing ball and this big old fella, he's a police officer now, but he was a big fella. He used to lift, he didn't have weights to lift. He would get out there and them old, cut off the stumps of them big old trees and he'd lift something, lift them things up. And we were playing ball one day and here this fella, he was beating my friend down, had him in the dirt. And I hit a home run. And I came right on in home plate and dove right on him and got the beating on his head and been thinking my friend is right there with me and looked up under my arm after he got my head down in the dirt and he's gone and ran off and left me. I don't want nobody beside me like that.
After that fella got through beating me, I went, sat on his step and cried. Oh, I want you to come out so I can put something on you too. Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm going to tell you, listen, you and I, if we're not going to live for God, the devil's going to run us off. Anyway, don't want nobody around. Be careful that you don't run off the good folks we got here.
Oh, my Lord.
Lord, don't take a gift in the bosom.
Amen.
It's going to blind your eye.
That's right.
Brother, we want. Brother, could you preach that message on love you preached over there? Yeah. All right, brother. Thank the Lord. The Lord gave you a message on love. Sit down.
Amen.
That $50 gave you a message on love.
Amen.
Lord, help us here.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help us. Slothfulness will cause a congregation to be lost.
Amen.
And when the pastor get up or when the preacher come through and preach something that's going to touch you, people got a tendency to get stirred up.
Yes.
I'm not coming out no more. I'm going to stay at my house till the meeting is over.
That's right.
But folks going to do in there, something wrong.
Amen.
Something wrong. We need to just get off. I used to have a bike that I ride by the member's house. I ride, old car wasn't running, I get on my bike and ride over there. I said, you in trouble again. You're in trouble again. I can look at you and tell you're in trouble. I can tell when you're in trouble. Just be fair and honest right up front. If you're slothful and you haven't been just up to par, I'm going to tell you something. That's a bad place to be in. Went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyards of the man void of understanding. See what I'm talking about? Now his understanding is gone. Don't have the same mind that he used to have about living holy.
Right.
About living for God. About being an example. About being a follower of Christ. Don't have the same understanding. I see it a little bit different. Got a little new light on it, brother. New light on it, you see. Can you see how it works? Notice what else it said.
And lo, it was all grown over.
It was all grown over with thorns.
And nettles.
And nettles now. See what else they got in there? First it was a hedge of thorns. Now nettles didn't got in there. It
covered the face.
It covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof, he didn't have no more salvation after a while. You see what slothfulness will get you? It'll get you and I sitting back on God, not able to function, not able to move, just dull. And then we get up to where we need to just praise God and be thankful and happy and rejoicing with a smile on our face. Oh, listen, I tell you, if some folks smile, I'll just about cry. I'll tell you, it's hard to see rejoicing folks to say, I'm saved. Oh, God. Jesus said himself, well, I'll find faith when I return.
Yep.
Will I find it? Why would he say a statement like that? Lord, help us. I challenge you tonight. Are you ready? Have you been slothful? Notice what else it say.
Then I saw.
I saw and considered it well.
Well, I looked upon it.
I looked upon it.
Instructions.
I learned some instructions from these scriptures here.
Yes.
I looked upon it and I received some instructions. Listen.
Yet a little sleep.
Yet a little sleep.
A little slumber.
You know, this thought came to me. We went over to visit one of the brethren the other day. I hope Brother Carl don't mind me saying this. But anyway, Brother Carl, he came in and we sat down on this comfortable sofa. And it was comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking. And then the car kind of nodded. And he kind of woke up. He nodded again. And then I saw he kind of stretched his arm and then he, you know. And then he kind of laid back again.
Yes, sir.
And he's going a little deeper, see? But then when I saw him, he propped his hand under his head. And he started to get, listen, folks. And I realized he was tired. But I'm saying spiritually.
Yep.
Spiritually, this is the way folks do. Yet a little sleep. A little slumber.
A little folding of the hands to sleep.
You know when you go to fold in your hands, you're getting comfortable, aren't you? If you know, and you're here tonight, and you've been slothful, and you don't have help in your soul, it's a chance that you have folded your hands. And you got comfortable in the place you are. A little folding of the hand. And what else it say?
So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth.
And thy want?
as I want, as are many.
Are you ready tonight? I want to read the definition now again. I want to read the scripture first. Over in 2 Samuel. And then the definition. If you're here tonight, if you're not ready, I urge you tonight, get ready. If you're here tonight and you need fortification, if you just have not just been able to get the thing going, just seem like you're struggling alone. Seem like there's a lot of times you can't pray through a lot of these matters by yourself. You need help. And if you just can't seem like and get going, and you seem like your resistance is down, and you can't get moving, I'll tell you, listen, you need to break free of that old thing. You need to break free of that. And the Bible says here, and the king's servant said unto the king, behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint. Ready again means prepared. In order, it means prompt. Willing, at hand. Are we ready tonight? Saints, the Lord wants to bless us. I'll leave this with you now. You know where you are with the Lord. I may don't, but you know. And I'll say this. Remember the slothful man, the excuses that he had. Now his field was all grown over. He couldn't do nothing. He was void of understanding. If you're here tonight and you don't see it like you used to see it, something wrong with it. If you're here tonight and you have changed your mind on things that you know that the scriptures have taught against, you need to deal with it. I desire your prayers.